You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Aubrey Johnson. The album's called The Lively Air, and we'll check into the track For Luna. Then Bria Skonberg. The album is called Brass. We'll check into El Chaclo. Let's dig in.
Yeah. Thank you for your choice of tuning in to Modern Jazz Today with your host Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. Again, we invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue is Sam Butler from his album Folklore. We're going to check into Suspension, followed by Christian McBride's New John. From the album Prime, we are going to check into the title track, Prime.
Thank you. is bird note. Does staying cooped up inside with your kids drive you up the wall? Take comfort in the bird that does it year after year, the hornbill. Each breeding season, a female hornbill imprisons herself in a tree cavity and takes on the task of raising her young. In the days leading up to her nest arrest, the female starts blocking the entrance to her nest with a plaster of mud, bark, and poop. Once the entrance becomes so small that she can barely squeeze through it, the female slips inside and fills the gap, except for a thin slot for ventilation and food. She stays in there for months, incubating her eggs and raising the chicks. While she's busy at that, the male brings fresh fruits and a variety of animal protein. At last, when the nest becomes just too cramped, the female escapes the nest and frees herself. The young either follow her out or reseal the entrance and remain in the nest until they're ready to fledge. Most of the 61 hornbill species in the world exhibit these strange behaviors. Locking down provides nesting hornbills some protection from predators and wards off other hornbill pairs looking for a place to nest. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
How much do you love this station? People dedicated to your community. News that directly matters to you. This station needs your support. Go to mycri.ca to find out more about the Community Radio Initiative, which will provide core funding for this station. At MyCRI, you will find an easy way to create an email that you can send to the politicians who need to hear your message. Just 5 minutes and a few clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca.